Thank you. Well, I want to thank everyone for coming here today. I got a call from Senator Brady earlier this afternoon. He was very gracious, and I thank him for calling me. And I did tell him that I was at Manny's yesterday, and the standing invitation, we could sit down and have lunch and work together for the common good of Illinois. I think that's a great tradition that I salute Alexi and Senator Kirk for beginning. I think this is something that we should do all the time. We may have differences, strong differences on policy issues, but we are all Americans and we're all Illinoisans, and we have to work together for the common good at all times. So that's what I'm going to be doing every day on behalf of our state. We have many challenges ahead. This is a awesome job. I am greatly honored to hold the office of governor, and now to be elected governor is a tremendous privilege. I want to thank the voters who voted for me and the people who supported me in the campaign. I had a great campaign staff that worked tirelessly on behalf of our campaign. We were often underestimated, but not by me. I believe in grassroots citizen action. I have all my life, and I think that's what carried us across the finish line. We had so many volunteers. We were able to win the election, I think, on Tuesday, sort of defying the odds. And that is the strongest force on earth, when thoughtful, committed people band together for a cause they believe in. And I think we can take that kind of energy and enthusiasm and apply it to the stern challenges our state has. We have to believe in each other and believe in our democracy, using the tools of democracy, we can get more jobs and better jobs. We have to make sure we always invest in education. It's the key to equal opportunity for everyone to have education from birth, for early childhood, grammar schools and high schools, definitely good community colleges and four-year universities, and scholarships for those who have the ability to do college work but need a helping hand financially. I think if we do that in the coming 4 years, make sure that nobody in our whole country out-educates Illinois, we'll have lots of jobs that are good jobs that can get our economy back on track and our people working. So my job is to put Illinois to work, and I want to do that every day. I want to make sure we educate Illinois the best way we know how, and definitely always stand up for integrity in our government. And I think those three challenges ahead are the ones that the people said on Tuesday they want their governor to do, and I'm ready to do it. Glad to answer any questions.
Governor, when you talk to Senator Brady,
do
you have any...
How soon do you hope that plan unfolds?
I think Senator Brady's going out of town. I told him my schedulers would give him a call and figure out a time where we'd be able to come together. You know, I think Manny's is as good as any place. I was there yesterday. They have a very diverse group of customers, and everybody seems to get along pretty well, and that's what we got to do in Illinois. There are no such thing as Democratic jobs or Republican jobs. They're just Illinois jobs for hardworking people, and that's what all of us have to focus on.
What do you make of that all these other Midwestern governors, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, they did not win?
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think we had perhaps a campaign that did it in a little different way, definitely with grassroots volunteers. I'm grateful to everyone who gave their time to my campaign. A lot of them are not celebrities, the volunteers. They're just ordinary, everyday people who are the heart and soul of Illinois. The heart of America is the heart of a volunteer. And we had a great volunteer movement. And I do believe in movements. That's how we've changed things in our country and our state. And when I saw the election returns, I know there was something special going on in Illinois, given the fact that a lot of other places. Well, as far as the polls go, pollsters don't vote. The people do, and I'm sure glad of that, because if I had to rely on the pollsters, I wouldn't be here. But I thought they were missing the boat, a lot of them, and I thought the people were way ahead of the pollsters in this election, and I could just tell this last week there was a surge. Everywhere I went, people understood that marching to the polls last Tuesday was something special in our democracy, that the people call the shots, not the experts and not the pollsters and not the insiders. It's everyday people banding together.
Governor, when you talk to Senator Brady,
well, you know, I think all of us are committed to certain things that really count, and that includes honoring our men and women in uniform. I always do that. We've lost two service members in just the last couple of days. One of the funerals is going to be on Veterans Day at Abraham Lincoln Cemetery in our state. And I think all of us understand what patriotism is about, and even though we have differences in policy, I think we understand that democracy is precious, and you have to have a governor who believes in democracy and believes in the people who defend democracy. So there's a lot of ways, I think, to connect to people. I've done that all my life.
Governor, when you talk to Senator
Brady, how important was it that Mr. Brady speedily accept this outcome and let you get all of the business consensus building and debt reduction?
Well, I think it's important to have a result from the election. You don't want things hanging out there for weeks at a time. You know, it was pretty clear from the results of the count on Wednesday and yesterday that we had a pretty good lead, insurmountable lead. And, you know, I commend Senator Brady. It's never easy to concede. I've not won every election, and when you don't win, it's real hard. And I
follow up. You've got a lot of work to do. You've got $14 billion.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
Well, I think you start by, number one, cutting costs, which we've been doing on a regular basis. We have to get more jobs and better paying jobs, and that's part of the mission. We've had 9 straight months of declining unemployment. That's good. We've had more jobs created in Illinois than any Midwestern state this year. That's good. We've got to keep the momentum going. And we also have to get federal money wherever we can. We've been doing that pretty well. But we also have to invest in education. I said so in the campaign before the election. I'm going to try to carry that out for the people.
So what specific bills would you like to see come out of the veto session?
Well, we'll put together an agenda. They have 6 days. We can't get everything done, but I think we'll try and focus on very important matters that help our budget situation as well as our job situation.
You've been governor now nearly 2 years. I'm wondering what you have learned in that experience that might make you a little bit different governor in the way you conduct business, especially with the legislature, now that you've been elected governor.
Well, I always trust the people. I think that's the best way to go. I think after being governor now about 20 months or so, if you put your trust in everyday people, a lot of times they're ahead of insiders and those in office sometimes when it comes to demanding reform. So my goal is to really try to energize the people of Illinois on behalf of great causes. We are here to do big things on behalf of the public interest. And I really want our legislators of both parties in both houses to not be timid, but to take on the great challenges and causes and really accomplish great things. That's my job. And I think getting elected on Tuesday, despite the odds, shows, I think, maybe some of those in the legislature that I know where I'm going.
Senator Brady said that he's still opposed to the income tax hike. Did you guys talk at all about where you might agree across party lines on budget stuff?
Well, we kind of agreed to get together and see where there might be some common interests. We really didn't talk about specifics on tax and revenue, but you know, I know his position. I don't think that's going to change. But, you know, I think there are a lot of things that we might be able to find common cause on.
He did say he wants to work with you. Do you think he means it?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody in Illinois understands that we're a great state of 13 million people. And the strength of Illinois are the men and women of Illinois and the children of Illinois, and we can't let them down. I think the best thing about our country is adults and parents sacrifice some of their present for their kids' future. I've always believed that. I really feel this is a time, this is a moment for all of us in Illinois to come together and do hard, challenging things, tough things that make our kids' future better. And so my job as governor is to continue to provide the legislature with those opportunities to do things better. I support all kids. I was there when it was signed, and I think we need to have it in our state, and so I think it'll be there as long as I'm around.
Governor, the New York Times had a story today ranking the pollsters, and the absolute least accurate in this election was Rasmussen, the one that kept having you 4, 5, 6 points behind. You take some solace in that?
Four or five. I wish it was. They had me down 13 points. Yeah. I never really believed that. But, you know, when you're down 13 points, not everybody's throwing rosebuds at you. And you have to have inner strength. But also, you have to have loyal people, never give up, that believe in the cause and believe in what I was trying to do. So I do think one of the lessons of this campaign is it's nice to see polls. I think we all like to look at them. But they're not always accurate. And I'd rather win that poll last Tuesday than any other poll. So that was, I think, refreshing to see the pollsters defied and the people come out ahead.
How about those pet owners, Governor? They came out for you.
Yeah, I want to thank my own dog, Bailey, who was 14 on Election Day. He came out the day before. I was able to visit with him shortly, and he told me he was all behind me, and my opponent was coming on after I was there in Cahokia. I think he might have barked at him.
How are you going to get the $4 billion in bonding back?
I think that'll happen. I think it's the difficult situation, but it's the most economical way to deal with the challenge of paying the pension costs without slashing government in a very reckless way. So you got to sometimes do hard things that are the best option at the moment. Well, I think I see it as revenue investments in people. There's two ways you grow an economy. You have to have good physical infrastructure, good roads and bridges. We want to have good school buildings. We want to make sure we invest in our water systems and our rail systems. That's physical infrastructure. But you can't forget human infrastructure, developing the brains of everyday people, having smart people, creating jobs, inventing new products, working very complex tasks. That is the key to doing, being successful in the global knowledge economy that we live in today in the 21st century. So investing in education pays great dividends. And for those who think it's just a short-term thing, I think they're wrong. I think it's an investment in the people of Illinois and their human infrastructure that will make a difference for decades to come. It was very, very important. I want to thank the Hispanic community. Thank you very much. I went to very many events, and I did have the opportunity to say, Juntos podemos, together we can. And the Hispanic community was with me all the way, and it really made a big difference. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate everybody coming out. We have a lot of work to do in Illinois, and I'm ready to do it.
Okay. Want to give a big hug.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're the best. Okay. All right.